Chapter 2. The Common Colonial. Adelaide, in the 1880s, was a city overflowing with civic pride. Named in honour of Queen Adelaide, the German-born consort of King William IV, it had been founded in 1836 as the planned capital of a freely settled British province in Australia. It was laid out in a grid pattern, interspaced by wide boulevards and large public squares, and surrounded by parkland. By the time of its half-centenary, it had become a comfortable place to live. From 1860, residents had been able to enjoy water piped in from the Thorndon Park Reservoir. Horse-drawn trams and railways made it easy to move around, and by night the streets were lit by gas lights. In 1874, it acquired a university. 7 years later, the South Australian Art Gallery opened its doors for the first time. It was here, close to College Town on the outskirts of the city, that Lionel George Logue was born on the 26th of February 1880, the eldest of four children. His grandfather, Edward Logue, originally a Dubliner, had arrived in 1850 and set up Logue's Brewery on King William Street. The city at this time had dozens of independent breweries, but Edward Logue's did especially well. The Adelaide Observer attributed its success to the good water and the more than ordinary skill of the proprietor, who was able to produce ale of a character which enables him to compete successfully with all other manufacturers of the nut-brown creature comfort. Logue never knew his grandfather. Edward died in 1868, and his brewery was taken over by his widow Sarah and her business partner Edwin Smith, who later bought her out. After several mergers, the original business was eventually to become part of the South Australian Brewing Company. Logue's father, George, who was born in 1856 in Adelaide, was educated at St. Peter's College, and after leaving school went to work at the brewery, rising to the position of accountant. He later became licensee of the Burnside Hotel, which he ran together with his wife Lavinia, and then took over the Elephant and Castle Hotel, which still stands today on West Terrace. It was, Logue recalled, a perfect childhood. "I had a wonderfully happy home, as we were a very united family." Logue was sent to school at Prince Alfred College, one of Adelaide's oldest boys' schools and arch rival of St. Peter's. The school enjoyed considerable success.